the officers and members of Olivet Baptist Church, to our friends and those who make up this august body this evening, this is a most solemn occasion. A most solemn occasion. There are many occasions that we enter into, but there is none more solemn than this. Amen. When a man is being chosen to lead the people of God. Amen. Being chosen. That's why when God called Moses, he said, when he saw the bush, he said, Moses, pull off your shoes. Because the ground that you're standing on is holy ground. It's mean get rid of everything. This is solemn, Moses. This isn't something that's just natural. This is supernatural. So get rid of everything that you might come into my presence. So this is that solemn occasion when we are about to install a shepherd for this flock to follow in the wake of one great shepherd whom the Lord has called to be with him. Amen. He's following in the wake of a great shepherd. Amen. The Reverend James B. Stanley was a great shepherd who loved his people. So we are bringing a man to replace him. So this must be some occasion. I believe right now that James B. Stanley is looking in. Amen. On this service. Amen. Looking in on this service. He's smiling at his own, a young man that he called, he ordained, God called. But a young man that he influenced, it was under his influence. Amen. That this young man opened his ears to hear God's call. So I know he must be looking down, smiling this afternoon. Now let us prepare. We're going to ask the officers as they move the table here. We go, because we will ask our pastor-elect to come and stand before us here. And we'll ask his wife to come and stand with him. Because it's going to take both of them. She'll have to work with him. Amen. Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us listen now. Let us listen at the word. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church. Amen. Who is the head of the church. We have met here this day to install John Edwin Cole as pastor of this congregation. This obligation involves mutual trust and obligation. And under God, we must unite and affirm him the intent to make this relationship one which will build the church of our master and help us to grow spiritually as we work together in harmony and fellowship. Brother Cole, will you make now your solemn declaration as to your answer?
Amen. With gladness. Willingly do I reaffirm my ordination vows to Pastor Reese. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and I do accept him as my Savior and my Lord. It is my sincere desire to devote the rest of my life to the preaching of God's word and the serving of God's children, these in this great congregation. I will live so that I may bring honor to the gospel in which I preach, and I will fulfill to my utmost ability the office of a good minister of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Now, he cannot do this alone. If he is to succeed, there are those who are working with him who will have to help to build the kingdom. He will lead in building the kingdom. He will give guidance, prayerful guidance, scriptural guidance. He will give guidance as God guides him. But he must have the help of those who are going to work with him as he works with the Lord. He will say to you from time to time, follow me as I follow Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Follow me as I follow Christ. Now, will the representatives of the various areas of church work come before us now to make that pledge to the new minister? First, will the chairman of the deacon board come and make his pledge?
Core cooperation, our leadership, the Reverend John Edward Clay, our new minister, will try to work together and grow harmony as the family of God. And with this, we pledge ourselves. In the book of Hebrews, we read, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor. And every man, his brother, said, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. May our relationships be such that we may all grow in the knowledge of God and his kingdom.
Amen.
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 Now will the Sunday School Superintendent come and make his pledge for the Christian Education Department.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm happy to be here because I've known Brother Cole for a long time.
Praise God.
We stuck together. And I'm happy to be my little brother, blessing him. I'm asking you to help me and as soon as my brother help him, he's strong and simple.
Amen. Amen.
Person speaking now is Brother Matthew Miners, who is the superintendent of the Sunday School.
Amen.
Our congregation are precious in the sight of our Lord, and we pledge that we will be mindful of the great possibilities we share together, and to bring them all to a fuller knowledge of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I will the president of the women and men's organization come and make that pledge. You're saying that all the men, all the women, the boys and the girls of this organization making that pledge and the pledge that these two will make for the church.
Amen. Now approaching Pastor Reese would be Sister Queen Esther Frost, and standing in for Brother James Frost, who is away in New York at a funeral, is Brother Johnny Jones. Prior to Brother Matthew Miner speaking was Brother Clifford Morning, one of the deacons.
I'm very happy to have watched the young men grow spiritually at this church. Now, chosen by God as a leader of our group. And I know truly that this is the Lord's work. And as the Lord leads him, as he keeps his eyes focused on Jesus and leads us, we will follow.
Amen.
We declare our fellowship, joy, and peace together. In the first epistle of John, we read that which we have seen.
you, that he also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write unto you, that your joy may be full with them. Together may we work what we are our church.
Amen.
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 Now, amen. And now the youth of this church, a representative will come and make the pledge for the youth of this church. And the youth that will come in from time to time, and the youth that will go out and reach those who are out there, those out there on drugs, about to go on drugs, those out there on alcohol, about to get on alcohol. He is saying that we together are going to reach them for Jesus Christ. Let us hear the pledge from our youth.
I have come to speak on behalf of the youth of our church. We welcome our new minister, and we pledge our full cooperation in the work he seeks to do here. In the book of Job, we read, I said, they should speak, a multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. We, the youth of this church, ask that God grant us understanding, that we may help to our minister in the service we have.
Amen.
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 Amen. Now, we're going to ask the congregation to stand. We're going to ask the congregation to stand. Amen. He will be the lead. But except you support, his leading will be in vain.
Amen.
It's you who are going to help to change this world for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are the congregation. You are those whom he will be leading. Sure, he's human. He will not, he is not yet altogether perfect. He has not apprehended all that for which he's apprehended. But I'm sure that he is pressing forward toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now you yourself, you yourself have to realize that, and you're going to help him.
Amen.
You're going to help him with your prayer. You're going to pray for him constantly, daily. You're going to be praying for your pastor. You're going to seek ways to help him, not to tear him down,
amen,
but to help him. That he might be able to lead you into the ways of victory. Now, will you make your pledge?
Yes.
We solemnly affirm our membership in Christ's church and our fellowship in this congregation. We renew our vows of faith to our Lord Jesus Christ and our allegiance to the church. We covenant to cooperate with our new pastor to have fellowship in the family of God, and to extend the gospel in its purity and power in this community, and to our utmost ability around the world. We pledge to give our pastor our love and support in the work of God, which he has vowed to perform. So help us God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there any other ministers in the house? Any other? Eternal and almighty God, who was and is and who ever shall be, we thank thee that thou hast brought us to this day in the life of this church.
Yes,
we are here together in thy presence, the minister and the congregation. We know that unless thou does help to build our church, we will labor in vain to build it.
Yes, Lord.
We beg that thou will look with loving kindness upon this day and upon this church.
Yes.
Will thou richly bless this church,
amen,
and this new pastor?
Yes.
And may the relationship be loving,
yes,
and lasting.
Yes.
Each of building up,
yes,
and thy word may spread in this community,
yes,
and in thy word. Like one of us, may we be encouraged of this. Thy servants
we hereby pronounce that John Edmund Cole are duly installed as the pastor of this congregation.
Amen.
We commend you to the grace and love of God in the discharge of all responsibilities of office which God and this congregation have called you. May we together be abundantly blessed in joint worship and service of God. And as the representative, as the chairman, we extend to Pastor Cole the right hand of God.
Amen.
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 I would like to introduce at this time Reverend Maurice Owens to introduce our speaker.
Well, thank Brother Spearman and to this wonderful congregation and to this newly signed pastor.
Amen.
We are happy for you this evening for what you have done and what your intentions are, that is to go on further. Our task this evening is to introduce to some and to present to others a man of God.
Amen. Amen.
A man of God.
Yes.
I don't think you heard me. I say a man of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's better. I was thinking about a verse of scripture found in First Gospel of John, first chapter. Our Lord's Gospel is quoted by John, at least the sixth verse. So there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Amen. The same came to bear witness of that light. This man who I'm about to introduce, I've been knowing for 25 years at least. And he have been just that kind of a person, a man who was sent from God, because no man could do the work that he's doing except God be with him. This is the kind of man that's going to bring to us a message this afternoon.
Amen.
He's a man who have not changed, he have kept his integrity. He has faith in God. He pastors. And I say pastor.
Yes. Yes.
He's a man who comes see about you, rain or shine, sleet or snow.
Yes.
No matter what time of day or night, whether you're in jail, in the hospital, or in your own home where so many times we have problems.
Yes.
Whether you have lost death in your family or whatever it is, if you call this man, he's always willing and ready to come and to do his share because he's a man of God.
Yes.
He is my pastor, he's my father in the ministry, he's my friend, he's my counselor, and he's my preacher.
Amen.